With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. About one-third of Santa Cruz County's population identifies as Latino, according to the latest Census Bureau figures. Yet, there hasn't been a single bookstore in the county that catered specifically to Spanish readers until now. KAZU's Dylan Music takes us to Libreria Donceles.
On a Friday night at the Santa Cruz Museum of Art and History, artist and educator Pablo Elguera is about to take the stage in the lobby.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here.
Elguera created Libreria Donceles. It's a traveling exhibit that's been in New York, Boston, Phoenix, and now Santa Cruz. The exhibit is not only an art piece, but also a pop-up bookstore. Shelves are lined with Spanish language books of different genres. Elguera is singing songs and reading stories tonight. He calls it a tertulia,
which in Spanish means something like soiree. And we will have a little bit of reading, and we'll have a little bit of music.
The idea for Libreria Donceles came to Elguera 7 years ago when a Spanish language bookstore in New York City closed. He also noticed a lack of Spanish language books in the remaining brick and mortar stores like Barnes & Noble.
Normally, if you walk into one of those stores and you go into the Spanish language section, you will see Bibles, you will see cooking books, you will see perhaps a Daniel Steele translation of a novel.
Elguera says this wasn't a collection that really served the Latino community.
In New York City, there's 2 million Latinos in the population. And so to me, that was a need that needed to be addressed.
Elguera addressed it by creating the first Libreria Donceles in a Manhattan art gallery.
I told the dealer, I would like to transform your gallery into a failed business. And he thought it was an interesting idea.
Elguera named the exhibit for a place he visited often as a child growing up in Mexico City. It was called Donceles Street and was lined with all kinds of warm and inviting mom-and-pop-style Spanish-language bookshops.
Si caminas por la calle Donceles, te encuentras una juxtaposición de periodos históricos en México. What I just said is that entering through Donceles Street is like walking through the entire history, all the strata of the history of Mexico.
Libreria Donceles is slightly different in each city that it travels to. In Santa Cruz, it's a small room with warm yellow walls inside the Santa Cruz Ma. In one corner, there's a mound of mismatched soft pillows to lounge on. The walls are lined with thousands of books of different genres with handwritten subject cards to organize them. Política for the politics and government section, novela for the fiction section. People coming together around books is a big part of the Libreria Donceles exhibit. And that's what happened when dozens showed up to hear Elguera speak.
This story is titled Casa Plarre, and I will now read it to you.
Jasmine Simone is a feminist studies and art major at UC Santa Cruz.
To see Hispanic culture, Mexican culture being really embraced, and especially around knowledge and I felt it was a really powerful piece of work.
Powerful enough to inspire a wedding. When San Jose artist and educator Yetzel Diaz heard Libreria Donceles was coming to the Santa Cruz Ma, she decided to have her wedding there last fall. I reached Diaz by phone, where she described the atmosphere that the bookstore slash installation helped to create for her ceremony.
It feels like you're in someone's living room, like you're hanging out in a place that you've been to, but it's still somehow new. That influenced the whole vibe of the wedding. Yeah, everybody walked right through the installation on their way in.
Libreria Donceles is on display at the Santa Cruz Mall through July.
I simply just want this to be a welcoming space to generate community.
Then the exhibit heads to Los Angeles. For KEZU News, I'm Dylan Music.
Ya se murió el angelito, y no quisiera llorar.